in a lot of cases, that people's eyes, vision, has taken the place of hearing.
There's a cliche or a myth in the blind community that when you lose your vision, you about the blind community. It doesn't exist in the blind community, as far as I know, because anybody who's totally blind knows that it's not true. But there is a myth that if you lose your vision, your hearing improves, or your sense of touch improves.
Sound is always, I guess it's kind of like the people who can see are always looking in off in the distance and picking up things beyond their body, beyond themselves, and we're doing the same thing with sound.
Well, I know that it's not a question of being gifted with better hearing, it's simply learning to listen better, learning to use that other sense.
And I can remember some mornings you could walk out and put your hand out in front at arm's length and you wouldn't be able to see your hand, it was so foggy. So this is when the totally blind lies got us. Partially sighted people, the
it's
deaf
not
people used to get
question.
Us the meals because you couldn't see.
Being gifted with better hearing, it's simply learning to listen better, learning to use that other sense. And for a while in the late 80s, as a kind of a joke, but also to make a point, I didn't like the term visually impaired or vision impairment, because I didn't like the word impaired. I didn't like the negative connotation of that. So for a while I was telling people that I wasn't visually impaired, I was multisensory enhanced. And that got a good laugh and made a point.
Sometimes something like that, there'll be ducks in the water, and you think, well, that's nice ducks or something. And they'll say, but you can't see them. And it's like, but I can hear them. It doesn't matter if I can't see them. They still can be heard.
And they're still ducks.
And it doesn't mean to say, because I can't see them, they're not nice. And they're not, especially in the water.
Some people are completely, attached to the visual, element of everything.
Visual beauty of things, even. Like, if something looks pretty, they'll notice it. Whereas if it sounds pretty, and it looks pretty, if you say it's pretty, they'll think, well, how do you know? And you'll have to say, well, you can hear it. It sounds pretty.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot?
Sometimes I find it happens quite a bit, but I mean, even things like people will see things and I'll hear them, but they won't realize that I've heard them. So how did you know that was there?
Yeah.
Well, the best thing is, I don't know, because I'm always listening around me, I listen to people's sort of what they're talking about without realizing it, it just happens. And I'll be walking and people will pass me and talk about something and I'll burst out laughing and the person will say, well, what are you laughing at? I say, well, something funny. That's what you say.
And in fact, I would sometimes make it, I took the metaphor even farther, and I would sort of make these pejorative comments about how sighted people were missing so much because they were locked into the world of the visual. And they would walk down the street and wouldn't hear the sounds, wouldn't feel the sidewalk on the street, wouldn't smell the grass, would be so lost in their visual world that they would miss out on a whole bunch of information that was coming in a non-visual way. And I did it jokingly. But of course, there is a truth there, and the fact that people who grow up without vision can develop perfect pitch is a perfect example of that. That you can, in fact, learn to use your other senses to a remarkable degree. I know people with white cane skills that are absolutely unbelievable. They'll walk through totally unfamiliar areas at high speed using their white cane with very little risk of running into things simply because they've learned to use their hearing so well.